afternoon, Outliers. How y'all doing today? Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're looking to wrap up the week here in just a little bit. So yesterday, I talked for ages. Yesterday's trading room went far, far, far too long. However, I think we covered a lot of good stuff. And I wanted to give you guys an update. In the Discord, I mentioned that I will be working with some new data from Mahesh down here. So I had an idea after yesterday's live stream that I want to explore. Rather than using the MMFI, which is really, really close to crossing over, the 10 and 20 is so close, the 50 is so close. I mean, give it a few more hours, it totally could cross over. Rather than using the MMFI, and this has kept me out of trades since January 8th was the last trade that I put on. I want to explore how many stocks on the bull list versus the bear list, and if there's a crossover point that could be more useful than the MMFI trend. So, for example, and this is using the Dev 2.0, so these signals are not available to you yet. They will be on Monday. My thought was, if we have, what's 856 plus 692? 856 plus 692 is 1548. Okay. So, and then we also have ETFs, which I don't think are included in that total there. So if we have 856 over 1548, 856 divided by 1548, that means it's 55% of the stocks are on the bull list right now. 45% are on the bear list. My thought was, I wonder if, imagine, let's throw some stuff off of here. Imagine if this is what the percent of stocks that are bullish inside of Outlier looks like, which, interesting, that's 56. What was our calculation? Like 55? That's pretty interesting. That's coincidental, I'm sure. But imagine if this is greater than 50, it yields more opportunities to get in following my strategy rather than waiting on the MMFI to do its thing. So I'm very curious about that. So they're going to be sending me the data sometime later today. It's just going to be a spreadsheet. Once I get that, I want to share it with you all. By the time we have the trading room tomorrow, I should have some interesting information. What I want to do is see if taking long trades while the market is long, while the outlier breadth in this case is strong, yields higher results than market long and MMFI, right? So different variables to play with. This is what I like to do. I love doing research and math, so I'm very excited about that. Hey, Yorn, good to see you. Hey, Watch Channel DE, glad you made it. So I don't have the data for that yet. Now, there is an update in the 2.0 I wanted to showcase. Let's just pop this one open. Hang on, is this a good one? We are going to have some filters going on here in that very near future that include like the last day close, signal day, all this kind of stuff. You're going to have more filter ability by next week. One of the filter abilities are these overlays. And if you remember these overlays, let me show you what I mean by the overlays. So there's a red one. Here's a white one. And here's a green one. So let's let that load for just a second. The other thing that I mentioned in the Discord earlier is the signals are huge now. Like I was telling Mahesh, I was like, look, these just the way they were before, they kind of blended into the candlesticks and almost like disappeared. You had to be looking for them. These are like obvious. I like that. Yeah, look how big those are. Those are cool, right? So here's a red overlay. A red means downtrend overlay. White means no overlay, no downtrend or uptrend. Green means uptrend overlay. So these could be really useful, right? So one thing that I'm thinking is if I'm bullish, I'll come in here, drop a filter for only green overlays or white overlays and remove any red overlays. That's probably where my head is at. And we'll see through some testing if maybe even just going green overlays or even all of them could be something, right? But it's all about testing. It's all about analysis. It's all about actually having like data to back it up, right? It's not just, if you try to assume things, and it's like, oh yeah, this is just gonna work because it always works. You're just looking for trouble. So you got to have proof to back it up, right? We do have 33 on the bull list today inside of the 2.0 signals. So let's go ahead and jump into our market analysis and we'll get busy. Okay, pull this over here. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, but Outlier delivers you opportunities every single day. Sebastian, good to see you. Nathan, glad you're here. So with my style of trading, it always starts with the market, right? And even if I change my breadth down here, right, it's still market-based, right? It's still a top-down approach. What is the market as a whole doing? So I want to see the 10 over the 20 with price over the 50 on the S&P 500, and then the MMFI, same thing there. So on the SPY, SPY is pushing new all-time highs today. Like I've told you, don't get in the way of this trend. No, sir. It's pushing all-time highs. So yeah, this is clearly up and away. Next, MMFI here. Took off all my lines, but it wasn't crossed over just yet. Let me drop that back on real quick. There we go. So it's not crossed over yet, but boy, is it close. Boy, is it close. Like I said, give it a couple more hours and it totally could. Hey, Jean-Louis. Hey, Leo. Glad y'all are here. Give it a couple more hours and it totally looks like it could. Either way, we do have greater than 50% here. I'm not going to be putting on any trades. Pro tip time. So I'm going to be on vacation all of next week. Here's your pro tip of the day. Don't put on trades or have trades on when you're on vacation. I've been there. I've done that. I have lost sleep. I have really... let me tell you a story. The second time I blew up my account was when gold is hitting new all-time highs as well, which gold hitting all-time highs while the stock market's hitting all-time highs, that's not a correlation you see very often. One of these things is not like the other. Anyway, gold was getting just absolutely wrecked. Clearest downtrend in the entire world. But I was following this person on Twitter, literally a monkey, like their avatar was a monkey. I'm not joking. I'm very embarrassed by it, but their username was Bama Broker. I don't even know if you could find them anymore, but this person had some decent calls, right? And I saw these calls several times over and I'm like, wow, okay, well, if Bama Broker says so, then by all means, maybe I should do that. So he was talking about going long gold, buy everything gold you can, do all the goldness you can, right? So I took that advice and I bought GLD. Now I bought long calls, GLD, GDXJ, Dust, GDX, anything gold or gold miners. I'm like, give me everything, give me every call that I can buy. And every single day gold was going down. I mean, it was the most obvious trend of all time, and I'm just watching day after day like, surely this is the bottom, right? Yeah, let me buy some more, right? It's gone down more, so the prices are better, so I'm gonna buy some more. And during that time, we were going to Disney World. Ironic that I'm going to Disney World again next week, and I just thought of this story. But in the Disney World area, there's this hot air balloon thing. And I remember staying in our hotel and looking out the window at this hot air balloon. And I remember thinking to myself, man, did I screw up? What did I do that for? I'll never forget standing at the window, looking out there, saying, I did this again, right? I did it again. I managed to blow up my account a second time. I am such a failure. And I could not enjoy my vacation because everything we were doing, I'm walking around the park, pulling out my phone, like, oh no, oh no, oh no. As I'm seeing my account balance just evaporate in front of me. And so I want that to be a pro tip for you. Even if you're winning, right? Even if the trades are going well, take your trades off before you go on vacation. Enjoy that small moment of when that small window of time with your family. Take those moments in and not be distracted by trades. And I wish somebody had told me that ages before, but sometimes you just got to learn, right? Gently says SPX A50R crossed the 50 DMA yesterday. Dude, yeah. We're seeing basically the same data. We're seeing basically the same thing. It's just ultra, ultra close. Oh, you can't see that, can you? It's ultra, ultra close. But like I say, I will not put on a trade today because tomorrow is my last weekday before vacation. But we're still going to do this together, right? We're still going to run through the drills. Got to run through the drills to stay fresh. So no trades for me today because of market breadth. However, let's keep on going and see what would have fallen out, right? Maybe you have an opportunity to take some on. Now, like I say, if this correlation here turns into something positive, where greater than 50% are bullish, combined with the market being bullish, I think this is onto something. I haven't backtested it yet, and I will be by tomorrow afternoon this time. Okay, so let's go to the next step, which is to pull the outlier signals. So there are 33 today. I think the list goes to 20 at a time, so I had to expand it, so load more down here. So I'm going to copy everything that's March 7th. Going to pop open a spreadsheet just so I can transfer it into TrendSpider. Now, you don't need TrendSpider, but it is the platform that I use for charting. There we go. So there's all 33 of those. Now, what I'm going to do right here is I'm going to run my scanner. And when I run my scanner, this is going to tell us,
hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Which ones are in the direction of the trend? Prices in the direction of the trend. So 10, 20, 50 on that stock. There's no order blocks in the way. Order blocks meaning big institutional orders that are waiting to be filled. And there's no earnings in the next 3 days. So that's what we want to see right here. Who comes through? We have 16 charts that pull through. So that's pretty good. So we have 16 of those. So now I'm going to pop this open. We're going to do a side-by-side. And I'm going to take this list and I'm going to type it into here. Take off just to there and go to 1,000. Okay. So I'm going to backtest multiple ones at once, which is super cool on the TrendSpider backtest. It's a simple backtest. It's just what is the expectancy over and under the 10 period EMA? That's all it is. So I have to type these in manually. So give me a moment here. AEIS, AEL, APAM, AZN, CHD, EQR, FFIV, HIW, ISRG, NVIDIA's on here, NVDA, Fujin, RYN, 6, TRO, TRUP, and VRTS. Yep, that'll do it. Compute. Put this back over here. Sebastian. Oh, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, I'm really glad you brought that up, Sebastian. Give me a second here. I mentioned this in the Discord. Thank you. So in the 1.0 signals versus the 2.0 signals, specifically on AMD. Let's go to AMD. This is really, really cool. And we got to see this in real time. Bahar was showing us this. We looked at AMD a couple days ago. And in the 1.0 signals, that came through today, right? Today it came through. On the 2.0 signals, which you will have access to starting Monday. On the 2.0 signals, it came through a couple days ago, right? What day was that? March 5th. So it came through 2 days ago. And basically, the stock was up 3.5% before the 1.0 signal came through. So that's how cool, right? That's how cool that is, right? It came in just a few days earlier and already popped up 3.5% before the 1.0. That's how much better we are. Man, I'm happy. Bahar says he's really excited for V2. Me too, man. Yeah, this has been a big upgrade we've been working on for a while. Okay. Let me close this one down. And so let's look at our back test list here. So we've got a handful. NVIDIA is huge, 210%. I'm going to sort. We have found that the sorting in TrendSpider is not great. I think it sorts by the first digit and not the actual value, because like 8 is at the top, 87, then 7, 7, 5, 2, you know, 25, then 210. I think it sorts by first digit and then whole value. But either way, let's start with NVIDIA. We know this is going to backtest pass here, and we know NVIDIA is going to backtest pass here, but that's the point here. TrendSpider backtest confirmed with outlier signal backtest. And then while that runs, let's go over here. Now, my criteria for options. So I want to see 21 days or more open interest. I'm sorry, 21 days to expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value. It's generally around the 80 delta. So if we go to NVIDIA, I'm not doing 8 days, but I'm interested in 43. Now I'll tell you, NVIDIA is going to have a lot of extrinsic value. And for that reason, there's zero chance that I would actually buy this. Hell no. Look at this. We go to the 80 delta. I can't even see the 80 delta. I have to scroll up so far. Let's say the 80 delta is here. It's $145 per share or per contract. So that's $14,500 per contract. My limit's 10. So I wouldn't even not touch this with a stick. And the extrinsic value of that is $22. $22. You're paying over $2,000 of extrinsic value. So 22.25 divided by 146.5. It's only 15% of it, though. But I'm not paying $2,200 per contract. Heck no. So if you're interested in NVIDIA, maybe the stock, maybe that's an option for you. But yeah, there's no way that I'd be touching that. NVIDIA, let's do performance summary. Yeah, here's positive expectancy here, 42%. Very cool. So I would skip that because the option pricing is crazy. Let's go to the next one. FFIV. While that loads, let's go over here. I've traded this before, but I don't remember what it is. All right, so let's look around the 80 delta here. There's nobody home. We're only in the double digits here. I need to see 250 or more, so not interested. Performance summary shows positive 4% in the last 6 months, so that's all right. Go to the next one. VRTS. Oh, there's no options available for that symbol. Okay, never mind. That's new. Don't see that very often. CHD. We got a little bit of liquidity here. Not a lot, though. I mean, 163, 183, $4 wide. $3 wide. No, I wouldn't trade that. ISRG. What was VRTS? That wasn't a great one. ISRG. Okay, this has some liquidity here, but again, this is $20 options here. Nearly $30 options. If we went to the 80 delta, it's a $50 option. Frick no. These are crazy. What's the performance summary? I'm curious. 21%. Man, we're running out of here, aren't we? And then SPY was just my default here. So let's do ANZGF. That didn't even sound real. ANZGF. ANZGF. No options on that one either. Oh, weird. I don't know what that is. Maybe I typed that in wrong originally. That's okay. We'll go to APAM. APAM. There's no liquidity there. So I wouldn't be trading anything today anyway. It can be so boring sometimes. But trading is supposed to be boring. If there's anybody who tells you trading should be exciting, trading should be on the edge of your seat, trading should be this awesome, fun thing that you get to do, or it could be the most stressful thing in your entire life, no. No, sir. No, ma'am. Trading doesn't have to be that way. Trading could be chill. That's the way I like to trade. I'm a pretty chill dude. And I don't like stress in my life at all, and I certainly don't like stress in my finances. I will backtest things. I will put them on if they pass backtests. I will put them on if they meet my trading plan. But if they don't, then there's nothing to stress about. I'm just going to move on to the next one. Now, we really need to have a discussion about losing trades, right? Because everyone gets excited about signals to put on a trade. But let's say you have a losing trade. You've got to follow your plan, right? And part of the plan is knowing what to do, okay? So, today, earlier, I went through and I looked at the heat map codes and just basically replaced my exit criteria from the color shading down here to now the heat map codes that are referenced on this top bar up here. See, for example, this says G42. This says R20. So those are going to be some of my exit points now. Rather than the shade of color, I can actually associate it to the heat map code, which is great. And I mean, the biggest thing that I could tell you, the biggest takeaway from today is follow the plan, right? It doesn't have to be my plan. It does not have to be my plan. That's why I like to stress at the beginning of every trading room, this is my style of trading. It may not work for you, but you've got to have a plan. Whatever your case is. So that's going to wrap for today. There's a real possibility we could have some decent changes in the trading plan tomorrow based on the breadth results, which I'm very excited to work on. I'll share that over to you guys as soon as I get that information. There's a really good chance that if stocks keep pushing and this market's very resilient right now, if stocks keep pushing, this could flip over anyway. So I'd be going long no matter what, either way. But like I say, I will not be putting on trades before I go on vacation. Last thing, tomorrow morning, we will be having a webinar. I'll be digging all through the 2.0 with you guys. So be sure you join in for that. That'll be at 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and 6 a.m. West Coast time. So hope to see you there. We'll be checking it all out, and have a fantastic afternoon. Talk soon.